Hello again. We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and the full Radio Entrepreneurs team showed up. No one's on IR this week. That's a good week, we guess. And our next guest is Jim Hoban of El Pelon. Yeah. Sorry, I put a little French accent on the Mexican right. Mexican place. Sure. Tell us about El Pelon.
Well, El Pelon Taqueria, we're a two-location Mexican taqueria. We're located in Boston and in Brighton. We've been in business since 1998. And we serve, you know, authentic Mexican street food. And we're glad to be here today.
You know, let's talk about Mexican street food. It's kind of infatted, you know, it's been updated over the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Right. It's really changed. I mean, you've seen the fad of burritos coming on. Everybody's doing wraps and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, over all that time, you know, you've seen the fads come and go. And we've tried to maintain, you know, our focus on what we do. And sometimes it's in fashion. Sometimes something else is in fashion. But, you know, as long as we do what we do best and take care of our customers, it's worked out over that time.
What's your background?
So I went to school originally a long time ago for philosophy and public policy. So the highest paying job.
That's relevant.
Yeah, the highest paying job in philosophy and public policy is restaurant business, as I found out. And as I'm telling my children now. So I'd always worked in restaurants when I was in college. And I really enjoyed that kind of hospitality atmosphere, the people that you worked with. You know, there were ups and downs of it, but I really enjoyed it. And I stayed in it after I graduated from college for a while. And, you know, one thing led to another. And next thing you know, it's 35 years later. And, you know, I'm in the business. And I really enjoy it.
Do you have any partners?
Nope. My wife.
So you have a boss.
I have a boss.
So who are your, do you two different restaurants, you get two different types of clientele in each restaurant?
You know, it's funny. You would think so. We're located, you know, being in Boston, we have a lot of college students that you think would be our customers. But, you know, what I've noticed is a lot of the undergraduates, we have one location between Northeastern, Boston University, and the other one right across the street from BU. But a lot of times our customers are a little bit older than that. The support staff at the colleges, the secretaries, graduate, you know, students, their assistant professors. We get a lot of that. But oddly enough, it's such a mix that I see the same customers at both places.
Interesting. Now, you're in a really, really competitive marketplace. Price competitive, hard. You're not a national chain.
Right.
A lot of places. A lot of young people go to your places. How do you sort of make sure that you're continuing to stay relevant to your target market?
Well, you know, I think that one of the things we've done is we focused on being small. Like I've been in business for a long time in Boston, and we could have expanded beyond our footprint right now. But to really manage the business in the way that I think can be successful, two or three locations is about what you can do and maintain the quality and consistency. And I think being small has its disadvantages, but also has its advantages too.
Such as,
well, because our two locations are about 4 miles from each other and they're still in the metropolitan area, we can have, my staff works at both locations interchangeably. So the menus, recipes, the vendors we order from are the same in both locations. So a prep guy may make the salsa in one location on a Tuesday, and on Thursday he is in the other store making the same thing. So that's one way that we found to manage that consistency. So if you go to one store or the other store, it's the same ingredients from the same vendors made by the same guy with the same recipe. And, you know, I found that to be successful. Also being small enough to take advantage of marketing opportunities. You know, if a customer, if we see a trend in the marketplace, instead of deploying a bunch of surveys and find out what customers are thinking, you could also, or stand in line at your restaurant and find out what your customers are thinking directly. You know, not that we don't measure a lot of things too, but we can react a lot quicker to changing situations and tastes in the marketplace.
You mentioned staff. Is it hard to retain staff in your business?
You know, it is hard to retain staff. I think probably every business has that. And we all struggle with the same things too. So I have, at the counter level, I have a lot of college students working there, and they transition out. So the best I can hope for is maybe 3 or 4 years. If I get somebody who's a freshman and they don't get a job right after college, I get 4 years. I think the biggest problem with the restaurant business is people don't realize that that could be a career too. You know, I've had people leave working for me, working for a lot less in an office setting with not the same kind of growth opportunities available, but more it's for prestige or for they want to be the assistant project manager to somebody. And they, you know, you look at, you know, I think that they think it's a transitional occupation. Whereas, you know, there are a lot of opportunities in hospitality to make a good living for your family. And, you know, I found that to be true myself.
What are the new trends in your restaurant? What are we going to see? You know, Chris is the master at Radio Entrepreneurs for fast food.
Okay.
So assuming that he lives on 80% fast food, he wants to know what he's going to look forward to in the next year.
Okay. Well, our menu has been pretty much consistent over that whole time period. We've brought in specials, and while our menu is very extensive, there's even other items that you'll see in the store that we have off menu. Because as you can imagine with Mexican food, where people are swapping ingredients, this and that, different things become created. You know, it starts out a burrito named after a guy, and then after a couple of years, it becomes this, and then it's the El Guapo, and it's on the menu. So I think one of the trends I've seen in the marketplace is, and everything's a la carte on our menu, so people can build a check average in that way, right? So instead of having combos, which I know the bigger companies think that's the way to go, I find if you have smaller a la carte items, people can put together something. The perceived value is even less, but the check average can be driven up that way. But one thing that's been happening over a longer trend is that health consciousness. So all our, you know, and my view on nutrition and food is the problem with processed food is it's processed by a machine. All food has to be processed, whether it's harvested, cut, refrigerated, cooked. But our food's processed by human beings, people. They're trimming the meat.
That are right there to immediately eat it. It's not going into a factory.
Right. It's not going into a shrink wrap.
And it's not being reconstructed.
Right. Exactly. And that's where I think that a lot of the health issues with food come from. When you know, they have aerosol sprayers that put certain colorings on it. We make all of our hot sauce from scratch in-house every day. And what happens when you do that with real food is in the summertime, the hot sauce is hotter because peppers are hotter in the summer. And in the winter, it's still hot, but not as hot. And I think if you're a big nationwide corporation, you have to adulterate it with capsaicin and try and maintain that. But that's something that we'll accept as something outside of that consistency, you know, the freshness of ingredients. And, you know, tomatoes taste different, whether they're local in the summertime or if they're imported, you know, from the southern states in the winter and colder months.
Well, I mentioned earlier price. You know, I used to work a lot with a chain of fast food restaurants, and he used to say to me, I can't buy hamburger for the price that McDonald's sells it at. And I'm just wondering, is that a...
We find that with avocados, right? Which is our... It's often my biggest price struggle. Because you can go to a supermarket and see avocados, you know, 2 for $1. And I want to go to the supermarket and buy all of them 2 for $1. Because sometimes my cost at buying 25 cases a week is 80 cents each. So... You know, there are ways that you can buy avocados that are cheaper, but they become packaged, they're processed, and, you know, I would rather not do that. So we have that same situation, too.
So tell us where the restaurants are so our listeners can find them.
Okay, so I have two locations. One's at 92 Peterborough Street, located in the Fenway, one block off Boylston Street. It's located in what's called Restaurant Row. So there's a series of other small takeout restaurants, independently owned with outside seating. And it's kind of a cooperative outside seating. And then the Brighton location is located at 2197 Commonwealth Ave, which is the corner of Lake Street and Commonwealth Ave, right as you go into Newt and Chestnut Hill.
Wow. Is there a website for our listeners?
Sure, elpalone.com is our website.
Yeah.
We have our menu on there, locations, and T-shirt pictures. We've been selling our T-shirts since 1998, and customers from way back would go on vacation, take a picture of themselves in that T-shirt, and we would put it up on the wall, which we now have a couple hundred of them.
Well, you have two strikes against you. You didn't bring Chris a burrito, and you didn't bring him a t-shirt.
I know, it's early. It's early.
For you it is. Yeah. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for being on the show. I hope you come back again. Maybe you'll be part of one of our food shows.
I'd love to. I'd love to. And I'll bring food next time when we...
Great. We've been talking with Jim Hoban from El Pelon Taqueria. And, you know, I don't know anybody who doesn't like taquerias. So check it out. And we're going to take a break and remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs.